Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country, bringing you the stars of country.
G'day, it's Ben Sorensen here, and welcome to my Real Country for yet another week. It is a huge show, and don't forget that you can give me a buzz anytime on our request line. We love calls. 1-300-929-516. That's 1-300-929-516. Now, this week I'm chatting to the always wonderful Catherine Britt, and I catch up with the Florida-Georgia line a little later on too. Now, there's also some top tunes from Amber Lawrence, Jake Owen, the Wolf Brothers, Joe Nichols, Adam Brand, and there's your requests in the world-famous social country. Not to mention, for the first time ever on Real Country, I'm going to play something from The Sound of Music, and yes, it's even country-related. Now, on to the biggest decision in my week. Which song will kickstart Real Country? Well, I simply couldn't go past this track from her top album, Renegade. This super chick has teamed up with Shannon Knoll for this track. It is indeed Jane Denham with Beyond These City Lights, kicking off Real Country for another week.
But honey, tell me anyway. Come on and whisper in my ear. Tell me the things I want to hear. Say you love the way I smile. The other girls have got no style. Keep on talking, help me. Sometimes a girl don't want the truth.
That was 007 herself, Amber Lawrence, with Pretty Little Liar from her album 3. There's a super duper action film clip to go with that song, and it will make its way to our Facebook page this week. Facebook.com/Real Country. Check it out and show us a bit of like. Now on to Jake Owen. Now, we've played Jake's work before on Real Country, and I just love it. He's a great artist over in the US, and he's just released his album Days of Gold. His previous album's lead single, Barefoot Blue Jean Night, went double platinum, and I reckon the title track from this album will do exactly the same. Jake Owen has an electrifying stage presence that's seen him support the likes of Kenny Chesney, Tim McGraw, and our own Keith Urban. And he holds the award in 2012 that made CMT history for the most sold-out shows in a row for the annual nationwide tour. That's pretty impressive. Now, let's get to the music. This is Jake Owen with a title track from his album, Days of Gold. Here it is on Real Country.
Never know. and then like daddy's silver daughter, gotta hop on the old dirt road of the days ago.
Listening to Ben Sorensen with Real Country.
And sometimes in the night, you might hear from afar the youths of Kevin Leroy still racing around the stars. There will Kevin General Leroy going down.
Buying a car is a big commitment. You need to make sure you have the right car at the right price before you sign on the dotted line. So the best thing to do before you buy a car is log on to the Behind the Wheel website. At behindthewheel.com.au, you'll find dozens of unbiased and independent new car reviews. Browse by different manufacturers and find exactly what's right for you. While you're at behindthewheel.com.au, check out the latest car industry news, read motorcycle reviews and news, and pick up some handy road safety tips too. Don't sign anything until you visit behindthewheel.com.au.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country Double Play. Two top country tracks requested by you.
Request a song with our website, www.realcountrymix.com.
Welcome back. It is indeed Ben Sorensen here, and this is My Real Country. For all things country, check out the website, realcountrymix.com. Still to come on Real Country, my chat with Florida Georgia Line, tunes from Joe Nichols, Adam Brand, the Wolf Brothers, and something quite exciting from The Sound of Music. All still to come on Real Country. Now, to a talented girl who's travelled her own path and experienced the ups and downs of the music industry only to rise as a grounded artist, solid in her talent and confident in her sound. She is one of my absolute favourites in Australian country. Here is my chat with the hillbilly picking and rambling girl herself, Catherine Britt.
Catherine Britt, how are you?
I'm good, Ben. How are you?
Mighty, mighty fine. Now, what a title.
It is, yes. It's quite a mouthful as well. You don't say it easily. It's supposed to be, I guess, a bit of an epic title. You know, I thought I'm only probably going to, or maybe hopefully not, but, you know, I figure at this point I'm only going to do this once. I might as well make it epic.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. But I think the title really fits who you are and musically where you're at in a most conventional yet still unconventional way. It's really unusual, but it totally fits.
Well, you know, I mean, it obviously comes from the song I wrote when I was 16, which was one of my first singles released in Australia. And I just, you know, the whole point of the song was to try and introduce me to the world as something a little different, I guess, that had come before, and, you know, stand out, I guess, as who I was, and that was hopefully unique. So, I just kind of wanted to do that the best I could, and that's sort of what the title was all about, trying to sum me up as an artist, I guess.
Well, of course, the album we're talking about is Catherine Britt, the Hillbilly Pickin' Ramblin' Girl So Far, and that it's the collection of songs on there really does remind me of all of the great Catherine Britt songs. I think the beautiful thing about the Hillbilly Pickin' Ramblin' Girl So Far is its ability to stay in the moment and look at all the great songs that have been. And it's just such an amazing snapshot of your versatility, your writing ability, and the wonderful production of music that comes from you writing with some of your friends as well.
Oh, thank you. I mean, you know, the whole point of it, I guess, was to sort of sum up my career so far. I worked really hard on getting the track listing correct and making sure that it was right, you know, that it was, that I guess it was the best representation of all the singles and maybe just a couple little fan favourites as well. And, of course, then the extra discs as well, like with all the videos and all that sort of stuff. So did my best to just make it, as perfect as possible, I guess.
What are some of your favourite moments? When you go through and you were picking tracks and you were listening for those songs that would absolutely make the cut, what sort of an emotive journey was that for you?
It was pretty emotional, actually. I think until they came to me with this idea of doing the best of, I didn't even think I was at that point. You know, I'm still wandering around thinking I'm, you know, a new artist. And next thing you know, you're 28 and you're a veteran and making a best of type thing. So it was, you know, it was interesting for me to go through that journey. And, you know, even when we got the finished CDs and were asked to listen through and make sure the track listing and everything was correct, I was forced to listen to myself for an exceptional amount of time and really got to, you know, explore my career all over again. It was quite emotional for me going through it from day one, you know, the first single I released up until now. So been, you know, a long 14 years of recording and even longer in the business. And it's kind of great to have it all in one small package now. And yeah, I'm very excited.
So listening, being forced to listen to the audio is one thing, but over the last 14 years, being forced to watch the video, tell me about the DVD side of it.
I haven't seen it yet, so I'm interested to watch. I think my mum has got her pre-orders, obviously. We did a lot of pre-orders being on tour and stuff, and she's just got them through, I think, today. So I'll get to see it for the first time and experience all over again what it was like to be 16 and try and do a film clip, which I'm assuming wasn't very well.
But you know what? I think the magical thing about that is now that you have that wealth of knowledge and experience behind you, looking back at that, I mean, I know for me, I look at the clips when you were 16 and I go, there's something amazingly special there. I really hope that she develops that. You can still see that sparkle. You can still see that magic and that talent in there. And that's one thing that was ever present with you. Every time you get on stage, it's just you're at home.
Oh, that's very true. I definitely love it. And I definitely feel at home on stage more than anywhere else in the world. And I felt like I was always going to do this. I never, you know, second guessed it or thought it wasn't going to be my journey in life. I always knew that's exactly who I was going to be and never wavered from that. So it's definitely a passion thing for me, and I do it because I love music, and it's as simple as that.
Now, let's have a quick chat about Who Cares. That's a new single for you that's actually on a future greatest hit on the Hillbilly Pickin' Ramblin' Girl So Far album. So this brings back your lifelong friend Bill Chambers and legend Guy Clark.
Yeah, it's so cool to get to write this with them. I've been wanting to write the song for a long time, and obviously we needed a new song for the compilation. It made sense to to have something a little bit new for people as well as all the old stuff, so that it made it a little bit even more special again.
It's wonderful to have something that's so close to your heart that you've written in with some great mates and you've put together, and you just want to tell everyone about it. It's that wonderful energy. Now, before we go to the song, can you tell me the lyric story behind Who Cares?
I often giggle when somebody says something to me about somebody else, and I think, oh, you know, like it just kind of makes me laugh. You know, you think, oh, what makes you so perfect? You know, like human error happens with everybody, and we all make mistakes, and we all, you know, mess up. And it's, you know, it's, I my whole rule in life is never to judge, because it's just, it's so unfair. And it just happens a lot around us in anyone's life. So I kind of wanted to write the song, I guess, as a little bit of a reflection of some of the stuff that I've dealt with, and just kind of say, you know what, I just don't care. Who cares? You know I'm a good person, and I sleep well at night, and you know, I'm going to get on with my life and keep going, even though you're wasting your time talking about me, I guess. So it was my nice little way of saying that kindly.
Well, I absolutely love it. It happens to be the first track on the album and a great single from the album. Catherine Brett, the hillbilly pickin' ramblin' girl so far. Try saying that 10 times fast. But either way, you can download it from iTunes. You can get it from all good record stores. And you definitely need to get your hands on it. It's a wonderful compilation of some of the best moments from your career. Thank you so much, Catherine Brett.
Thank you.
Sorensen's Real Country Double Play.
Visit us on the web at www.realcountrymix.com.
That was Catherine Britt and the song that inspired the album, Hillbilly Pickin' Ramblin' Girl, So Far. From one Australian country success to another, top blokes from a little island we call Tasmania. This is the Wolf Brothers, Lovin' in the Summertime, only on Real Country.
Gonna get a girl this summer. Yeah, it's gonna be so good. Gonna have a little fun in the summertime sun. Gonna feel just like it should. I'm gonna get a girl this summer. Yeah, it's gonna be so right. Sip champagne in the middle of the day. Gonna love her off in the night. It's gonna be so good. It's gonna be so right. Loving in the summertime. She gotta be a real good player. With a face made for TV. Blonde brunette, well I don't know yet. I guess I just wait and see. She might be a farmer's daughter. Might be the girl next door. Might be a cafe waitress. Or the girl at the liquor store. It's gonna be so good. It's gonna be so right. Loving in the summertime. It's gonna be so good. It's gonna be so right. Little love in the moonlight. Gonna tinker in the sweet sunshine. Gonna roll in the hay on a hot summer day. Yeah, it's gonna be so fine. It's gonna be so good. So right. It's gonna be so good. Loving in the summertime. I better get looking. The summer's coming on real fast. There's a whole lot of fish in the ocean. I got a line to cast. I better start stalking profiles, writing on Facebook walls. Gotta find the right thing from a summertime thing. Or can I just have them on? It's gonna be so good. It's gonna be so right. Loving in the summertime. It's gonna be so good. It's gonna be so right. Loving in the summertime. It's gonna be so good. So right. Loving in the summertime. In the summertime.
Now, each year, it's a pretty big event for Real Country. We pack up our bags and our studio and head to the Tamworth Country Music Festival. And you're coming too. Real Country will be bringing you all of the fun, festivities and action from the festival in 2014. And great news, if you're going to the festival too, keep an eye out on our Facebook page for all of my live appearances and events during the festival. And make sure you come and say g'day. But most of all, keep listening to Real Country. After the break, tunes from Joe Nichols, Adam Brand and the world-famous Social Country. I'm going to give you an ad break to prepare yourself for the White Knuckle Thrill Ride.
Hey, this is Catherine Britt, and you're listening to Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
Yeah, I'm a hillbilly pickin', ramblin' girl, and I'm hangin' in bars, and I'm listenin' to Merle, drinkin' whiskey and beer to wash this pain away, singin' good old country songs, not the ones they play today.
Hi, we're Georgia Fall.
And we'll be at the Tamworth Country Music Festival again this year, thanks to the support of NRMA BusinessWise.
Their legendary roadside assistance keeps business trucks and vans on the road and makes sure we don't let our fans down.
See how they can keep your business moving at nrmabusinesswise.com.au.
NRMA BusinessWise, keeping Australian country music on the road.
Because the show must go on.
It stands to reason that the best place to sell your car is where the buyers are, at carsguide.com.au. So, if it's time to say goodbye to your vehicle, you now know exactly where to head. It's quick and easy. Just get a free online ad for your car at carsguide.com.au or find even more potential buyers by choosing a print and online listing. Better still, as soon as you list your car, your ad will be emailed directly to buyers who are actively looking for your particular make and model. How good is that? All you need to do to get your car sold is visit carsguide.com.au because the best place to sell your car is where the buyers are.
Hi, it's Dick Smith here, and you're listening to Ben Sorensen's Real Country. Fantastic.
Welcome back. It is Ben Sorensen here, and this is My Real Country. For all things country, check out the website, realcountrymix.com. Now, this is my favourite time of the entire show. It is indeed Social Country. How do you get your request on Social Country, I hear you ask? It is so easy with the wonders of modern technology. You can pick up the old telephone and give us a buzz on 1-300-929-516. That's 1-300-929-516. Or you can find us on social media and send us your request there. Facebook.com/Real Country. You can respond to one of our posts or leave us a message there. We're also on Twitter at Real Country Mix and Google Plus too. And if you forget all that or it's all too much, you can also send us an email via our website, realcountrymix.com. Now, this request came via Twitter from Barbara in Southeast Ohio in the good old US of A. Barbara requested such a fantastic track. It is a great song that debuted at number 60 on the Billboard Airplay charts, then made its way all the way up to number one, providing this artist with his fourth number one country hit. The artist I'm speaking of is Joe Nichols, and the track is Sunny in 75. Top choice, Barbara.
A yellow two-piece, black and gray bands, your bare feet covered in sand. White jet trails across a blue sky, your ponytail showing off the sunshine. Like a postcard out of nowhere, you get to me, you give me that smile, and I'm somewhere, somewhere sunny. Can't wait until we get there.
Well, more of Social Country. If you want to get your request on Social Country, we'd love to hear from you. It's really easy. Head to our Facebook page, facebook.com/Real Country, and you can leave us your request there. You can head to Twitter as well, at Real Country Mix, or you can do it on the old telephone, 1-300-929-516. That is 1-300-929-516, or just go to our website and shoot us an email there. The website is, of course, realcountrymix.com. Now, back here in Australia, in fact, from Brisbane, Adele and quite a few others were pretty keen to hear this next track from the newly released My Acoustic Diary album. This is Freedom Rebels from Adam Brand. Great choice, Adele.
We got secrets no one else will ever know. There are secrets, diamond memories that we own. We got big plans, we're young and stubborn, strong and bold. It's here in our hands, so hold on tight and don't let go. You know I won't let go. Dust all settles. We got hearts like freedom rebels. Let them call us underdogs. Prove them wrong and show them all. We're gonna be alright because we got us and that's enough. We got us and that's enough. We're connected. We say things without a word. Looks and glances, it's all it takes. And I know you've heard. We're making memories, saving for a rainy day. I'm gonna ride that wave, ride it all the way. Don't settle. We got hearts like freedom rebels. Let them call us underdogs. Prove them wrong and show them all. We're gonna be alright because we got us and that's enough. Doing. They say we're a has-been and a never-been. They say we won't amount to nothing. Oh, well, let me tell you something. Ooh, we'll still be here when the dust don't settle. Ooh, we got hearts like freedom rebels. Let them call us underdogs. Prove them wrong and show them all. We're gonna be alright because
now, if you're a diehard country fan like we are here at Real Country, then you should know that there are so many more ways for you to keep up to date in between Real Country shows. There's social media, including Twitter, Google+, and our Facebook page at facebook.com/Real Country. There's also our email list that you can enjoy for absolutely nothing. It's free to join. And you can join from the website or from our Facebook page. And if that's all too much to remember, don't stress. Just visit our website. All the details are there. RealCountryMix.com. That is all the W's dot RealCountryMix.com. Now, we have something after the break that is too special for even a haiku. It's not country, originally, the track is from a stage play that hit Broadway in 1959, and it won a Tony that year. Then it was so incredibly popular, it was made into a motion picture in 1965, winning 5 Academy Awards, but it was nominated for 12. The tunes were written by Richard Rodgers and Oscar Hammerstein, and the book of the full story was by Howard Lindsay and Russell Krauss. What on earth am I talking about? Have you worked it out? Have you guessed what it is? Well, all will be revealed right after this break, and fear not, there is a country link as well.
Ooh, come on, sing Matilda.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, g'day. It's Colin Buchanan here, and I'm standing right in the epicenter of Ben Sorensen's Real Country, and it's unbelievable.
Waltzing Matilda with me.
Let's talk property, one of the biggest investments in our lives. So why trust your individual needs to a rubber stamp Rent-A-Desk franchise when you can have access to a personalised agent that's as individual as you? CamJohnston.com.au, specialising in the Southeast Queensland and Northern New South Wales regions, ensuring the right property for the right buyer at the right price. Honesty, integrity and experience. CamJohnston.com.au. Mention Real Country for your $1,000 cash bonus upon sale. Buying or selling? Think CamJohnston.com.au. You can't afford not to.
Buying a car is a big commitment. You need to make sure you have the right car at the right price before you sign on the dotted line. So the best thing to do before you buy a car is log on to the Behind the Wheel website. At behindthewheel.com.au, you'll find dozens of unbiased and independent new car reviews. Browse by different manufacturers and find exactly what's right for you. While you're at behindthewheel.com.au, check out the latest car industry news and pick up some handy road safety tips too. Don't sign anything until you visit behindthewheel.com.au.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
Welcome back. It is indeed Ben Sorensen here, and this is my Real Country. For all things country, check out our website. Don't be shy. We'd love to see you there. RealCountryMix.com. Now, did you work it out? Well, you'll have to wait a little bit longer for the answer. I'm being cheeky here. In the meantime, Florida-Georgia Line, fantastic duo. They've put out their album, Here's to the Good Times. This is how we roll. It is jam-packed with some great tunes from these multi-ACM award recipients. I caught up with Florida Georgia Line to talk about the title track featuring Luke Bryan, This Is How We Roll.
I tell you what, you never know where a song's going to come from, but Luke said something, you know, explaining one of his songs one night, and he said something about Muckley Creek is this place where he can, you know, you can shoot bullets out at the moon, and that kind of stuck with me, and we ended up, you know, kind of taking that little idea and getting in the back of the bus and just kind of talking about how we grew up and kind of what we like to do, and This Is How We Roll was born. And it's just an anthem, you know. It's been tough sitting on it since February. We've had the demo, been jamming it since then, and just really proud of that song. It's just an anthem of life, really, and how you go about your life. So very excited about it. It's amazing to have Luke's vocals on that. It really shows his personality and definitely brings the song to life.
Something bumping, thump thumping on the wheel ride. The mix in our drink's a little stronger than you think. So get a grip, take a sip of that feel ride. Trucks jacked up, flat bills flip back. Yeah, you can find us where the party's at. This is how we roll.
Yeah, baby, this is how we roll. We rollin' into town with nothing.
a shotgun Cito. Them kisses are for me though, automatic like a free throw. This life I live, it might not be for you, but it's for me though. Let's go. This is how we roll.
Guns. We love who we love and we wanna have fun, yeah. We cuss on them Mondays and pray on them Sundays. Pass it around and we dream about one day. Cause this is how we roll.
Now, you've had plenty of time, and admittedly, I was a little bit cheeky in making you wait just that tiny bit longer. Have you worked out what I was talking about before the break? Well, this is pretty different for real country, but it does have an incredibly solid country link. This is a classic from a musical that hit Broadway in 1959, and it broke box office records and also won the Tony Award for Best Musical in that year. It then went on to become the beloved 1965 film classic, winning 5 Academy Awards, including Best Picture and Best Music and Sound. The songs were written by Rodgers and Hammerstein, and the book was by Howard Lindsay and Russell Crouse. It's as easy as Do Re Mi and definitely one of my favourite things. I'm talking about The Sound of Music. Now, it's on Real Country for a reason, and that reason is 6-time Grammy Award-winning superstar Carrie Underwood, who starred as Maria in the live NBC television event The Sound of Music. Talk about a massive undertaking and an impressive result. It went to air on the 5th of December, and I thought it was very, very well done. Carrie Underwood did such a top job, I thought I'd share just a little bit of the magic from the show. This is Carrie Underwood with 5-time Tony Award winner Audra McDonald doing a most beautiful duet of My Favourite Things. Here it is on Real Country.
Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens, bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens, round paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things. Cream-colored ponies and crisp apple strudels, doorbells and sleigh bells and schnitzel with noodles, wild geese that fly with the moon on their wings. These are a few of my favorite things. Girls in white dresses with blue satin sashes, snowflakes that stay on my nose and eyelashes, silver white winters that melt into springs. These are a few of my favorite things. When the dog bites, when the bee stings, when I'm feeling sad, I simply remember my favorite things, and then I don't feel sad.
whiskers on kittens, bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens, brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things. Cream-colored ponies and crisp apple strudels, doorbells and sleigh bells and schnitzel with noodles, wild geese that fly with the moon on their wings. These are a few of my favorite things. Girls in white dresses with blue satin sashes, snowflakes that stay on my nose and my lashes, silver white winters that melt into springs. These are a few of my favorite things. When the dog bites, when the bee stings, when I'm feeling sad, I simply remember my favorite things, and then I don't feel so bad.
When the dog bites,
when the bee stings, when I'm feeling sad, I simply
You know, I don't think I've ever played The Sound of Music or anything even from The Sound of Music on Real Country or even on radio ever before, but I seriously hope in cars and restaurants and cafes everywhere that Real Country is played, there was a sing-along. In my head, I'd like to picture that there was this massive Sound of Music sing-along, because I think that when you watch the movie, that's exactly what you do, and hopefully everyone did that for the NBC TV event as well. Well done, Carrie Underwood. Now, that's your lot for the week. I'm absolutely done and dusted here, but we'd love you to continue the country conversation with us on social media. You can head to our Facebook page, facebook.com/realcountry. Find us on Twitter at Real Country Mix or Google Plus as well. In the meantime, if you would like a copy of this show and all of our previous shows, as well as some fantastic bonus content, celebrity interviews, and a whole heap more, you can download the podcast. All you need to do is go to iTunes or whichever podcasting app you'd like, search for Ben Sorensen's Real Country, click download and subscribe, and you have a wealth of country music, interviews, and a whole heap more, and it is absolutely free. But most importantly, by clicking subscribe, you'll never, ever miss out on a Real Country episode ever again. Anyway, make sure you pop it in your diary. We will be back next week at the same time on the same station for a whole heap more Real Country. We'll see you then.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
Georgia Fall.
And we're on the road to launch our new album, thanks to the support of NRMA BusinessWise.
Their legendary roadside assistance keeps business trucks and vans on the road and makes sure we don't let our fans down.
See how they can keep your business moving at nrmabusinesswise.com.au.
NRMA BusinessWise, keeping Australian country music on the road.
Because the show must go on.
There are two ways to find out the Performance difference. Firstly, you can spend your money on a US-sourced vehicle converted by someone else. Or you can do the smart thing and buy a legendary US muscle car, such as a Corvette or Mustang, that's been converted by Performax. Performax conversions are completed by experts who have a passion for making your new machine feel and look exactly the way it was meant to. That's the Performax difference. Just Google Performax International, Australia's number one for right-hand drive conversions.